Hello, everybody. Come on in. How's everybody doing tonight? Say hello in the chat. I am Coach Betsy, and we are ready to talk binging, overeating, all the things. Let me know you can hear me. Hello, Miss Carlotta. Ooh, I love that name. Let's see. Let's do something fun in the chat. Is everybody like, are y'all working this week? Are y'all not? Are y'all off this week? I just talked to one of my private clients a minute ago, and she just got done working for the week, so she was happy to be off. Christy's still working till tomorrow. Let's see, another Christy is took the week off. Oh, Margaret, you're going to Disney World tomorrow? Yep, some of y'all are in Canada, so this means nothing. But y'all have your own Thanksgiving. I remember Coach Lisa takes off for her Thanksgiving. So some of y'all are working kind of. I know I've been there, done that. Yeah, I worked retail way back in the day, Dawn, so I know how that is. Oh, some of y'all are traveling. Some of y'all are retired. So we got all kinds here, all kinds. So, all right, we'll just keep coming in. Y'all, it is that time of year where it's dark. It's dark this time of year, so I've got my light, so that's kind of why my glasses are a little lit up. I hope it's not too bright for y'all, but I think it'll be okay. But yeah, it gets dark. It gets dark this time of year, so I've got to have my artificial lights on. I usually just look straight out a window and look north, and that seems to be good light for me, but not at 5 o'clock in November. So, all right, y'all, let's get started with what we're going to talk about today. And really, what we're going to talk about is what you all want to talk about. And so if anyone, Yvonne, all right, let's get going with you. If we have any extra time towards the end, I have a few things I might want to bring up. But I just want to do as much coaching as I can and helping y'all, prepping for the holiday this week, prepping for anything that's else that's coming up. So please raise your hand or put any question in the Q&A, related to binging, overeating, all the things, and we will see what we can do here for the next hour or so. So, all right, Yvonne, you are up first. And like I said, if anybody else wants to raise their hand and get coaching or post a question in the Q&A, please go right ahead. All right. Let's see. Let's bring you up, Yvonne. See what's going on here.
Hi.
Hello, how
Hi.
are you?
I've never been coached.
Oh
So,
my goodness. Well,
okay,
go
great.
you. So
Okay, good.
glad
Thank
you're
you.
here. Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry I don't know how to get my video right. I guess
Either
that's
way.
better.
Either way is
Okay.
fine. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yeah,
Okay.
so I'm new, I joined the end of October. But I'm not new to no BS. I've been listening, and I was a member years ago for a short time. So I recently went through a major life change. Me and my husband were minding our own business, being empty nesters, and my son had a baby, and it wasn't a good situation. And the baby was born drug addicted, and so we took her on. Okay. And so I went into survival mode for this baby. And honestly, I mean, I feel like I helped save her life. And she's alive. She's doing good. There's a lot of struggles, but I brought her home. And during that time, I went through menopause in the hospital with her in the NICU. So my period stopped, which was kind of that time anyways. I gained 6 pounds. It is the most, and I was already overweight, but it is the most noticeable 6 pounds of my life. So I think I lost some muscle mass, with just being in the hospital for 13 weeks. And anyways, so I feel like I am listening to hunger and fullness. I have a lot of diet trauma. I used to work in weight loss, and I actually owned a medical weight loss center years ago. And but the problem I'm having in the morning, I listen to it. I'm hungry like within about 2 hours of being up. I eat gluten and dairy free. I don't eat a lot of sugar just because it doesn't serve me well. But I am trying to add in some things that I would have called fun foods before. So, but with having the baby, I don't know if it's just maybe I really do need more food. I did lose some weight. I lost like 5 pounds. But when I start eating lunch, and she does go down for a nap. So like I start eating lunch like at noon, she goes down for a nap at 1. I notice that I would tell you, Betsy, that it is true hunger.
Oh,
Like
bet.
I am still hungry. I didn't eat enough for lunch. And so, or at least I need some kind of a snack and I will go back. Now, of course, if you ask me what I was eating, it's not salad. But again, I don't want to make food bad anymore.
No.
You know what I mean? But like today, I had white chicken chili for lunch. I made it homemade. It was delicious. But the truth was, I probably needed tortilla chips with it when I had it, but I didn't. And so then, like 2 hours later, I feel like I'm still hungry. And I had a very busy day with her. She has a lot of special needs, and I still work. And I have a busy work day. Sometimes I think the work, even though it's not physical labor, it's a lot of creativity stuff. And
So
so
using your brain a lot, it sounds like.
yes. So remember when we took SATs and they would like tell us to take snacks and stuff. Well, I'm like, why am I being mean to myself right now? I feel like I need food. So anyway, so I did eat some tortilla chips and some dairy-free cheese. It was absolutely amazing because I never really eat stuff like that, you know. So this is new, adding this stuff in. However, then I wanted some more, right? So I don't know. I just felt like I want to be coached on it, and just because it is only in the afternoon, like right now, I still haven't eaten dinner because I'm not hungry.
So let's first get clear on your hunger and enough signals in your body. What are they?
Well, I feel hunger. Like I'll feel it. I have some blood sugar issues, so I notice it.
So how does it feel in your body? If you could just describe it in kind of the best way you could. What
So,
like a
well, I was listening. I've listened to a lot of stuff lately from Corinne, and there's this one part where she talks about we don't have to be ravenous. Like it is slight hunger. Okay,
Whispers of hunger,
I'm
yes.
starting to listen to the first few nudges and not waiting, because there was some badge of honor I thought I was wearing around because I could wait so long. Well, that wasn't serving me well. So I'm eating pretty much like within a few nudges. So like this morning, I honored it very quickly because I was like, oh man, I'm hungry. I will say, the minute you said that when I think of hunger, I also think of, oh, and I hope River, the baby, doesn't need me right this second. Like, so then it is like, let me hurry up and eat. It is a hurry up and thing. That's kind of just a season of life we're in.
But you also, I mean, you have such amazing awareness, and I want you to give yourself credit for that because you are like, you're just open to kind of, questioning things and all that kind of stuff where it's like, yeah. So, I mean, because all this is, I mean, this is all this is new, right? All this is still new for you. You're still new in the membership, like listening to your hunger, stopping at enough, even though, you've known about it for a while. And also, if you have any kind of diet, trauma in the past, a lot of this where it's like, okay, I know I'm hungry. So, I get to eat now. But then you're like, I hope she doesn't wake up. And like all of that is so normal to have kind of some urgency around like, when you are hungry and eating, all of this is so normal. And it's all about, just continuing to practice all of these things and building safety and building like more comfort with, listening to your body, giving yourself permission to have these foods that maybe you've, not given yourself permission to have in the past. So just kind of on a kind of a overall, big picture kind of thing here. It's like you're doing a lot of things that like you didn't feel safe doing in the past. And
That's
so
right.
you want to really remember that where it's like, okay, and it's, I mean, it's never going to look perfect either, but you're doing a great job at just practicing this. Okay, so what about enough when you've had enough?
So, and maybe that is a struggle. So, like, I feel like in my stomach, I'll feel it. Like this feels like enough, but I think I also, well, I don't think I, I know that I can count everything. Like I know how many carbs, I know how many proteins and all that. So I do still limit my carbs some, not terribly, but just because I feel better when I don't, have a lot of fast acting carbs. Or maybe that, maybe I just tell myself that. Who knows? Maybe that's not even true.
Listen to you. You're just kind of questioning a lot of it. And I love that because it's like, okay, you're not like, no, I can't do this. Or it's like, oh, is that really true? Right. Is that, and the only way we're kind of going to kind of know is to experiment, right? To be the scientist, like we talk about in the No BS course, is okay, could I have a few more of these kinds of carbs and be okay? Well, I don't know until I just try it and see, right?
That's true. I have to tell you, my husband is so excited about this plan. About this because I said let's go out and have pizza. So I have not eaten pizza in like 10 years and I ate gluten-free pizza and I did fine. I did fine. I mean, but I think is there anything in because I did all my No BS stuff. So I've done the course. Is and I was going to do loving trusting your body. That's what I just started on. But is there one on diet trauma?
I would say that trusting your body is probably the one that really does kind of connect with that the most, for sure. Because I mean, the name itself, right? Trusting your body. If we have had any kind of diet trauma where it's like, eat this, not this, count these, basically don't listen to your body, right? Just, follow this plan no matter what your body says, then that is a recipe for distrust with your body, right? I'm trusting a plan, on a piece of paper that someone gave me instead of listening to my body or trusting my body. So that is the course that I would definitely recommend for you next. And I just want you to think about kind of the diet trauma that you have experienced as you go through the course. I mean, you will. I was actually just looking at the lessons earlier today, and it's just all of these things where it will really help you feel so normal. Because again, any of us that have been on any of these diets where we just kind of follow someone else's rules and don't really learn to trust ourselves, that is that's where we get to, is where we don't trust in our body. And then we start to get really confused when we kind of start listening, but we're not sure if that's what it's telling us. And we can just get so confused that we kind of give up and quit. And we don't want to do that, right? We want to learn to trust it. But it's a process, right? And it takes time.
So my brain, which it sounds so true, like my brain was saying you're binging because I went back and had tortilla chips. And I mean, I put them on a plate and sat down and, wasn't eating out of a bag, which even that I cannot, like, I am so tired of my brain assaulting me of because it seems so real. And then I thought, oh my gosh, am I binging? I mean, no, I had a serving of tortilla chips. So do you see what I'm saying? That's
So I like to see those kinds of thoughts, right? I don't ever like to think of my brain assaulting me. I don't think your brain is ever trying. I think your brain actually. Your brain is always trying to help you and protect you and keep you safe. So that thought of you're binging is kind of an invitation to you of like, I mean, it's like it's an invitation to question. It's like, well, am I binging? I mean, and this is where you kind of use your reasoning brain. You're like, no, I'm sitting here eating chips because I think I'm still hungry. I'm not like, I mean, we know what binging is, right? I mean, binging is more checking out and eating in secret and really zoning out. I mean, binging can look different depending, but still, that's where it's like it's where you start to question these thoughts. I mean, they're just there. A lot of them are not true, right? You know that most, not most, but a lot of our thoughts are not true, right? But they're always there to kind of send us some sort of message or just to kind of check in on us. And so that's where you can be like, well, am I binging? Like really take the reins there. And you were weren't, right? You were just weren't sure if you were still hungry. And you were experimenting once again, like, okay, let me give myself permission to have some chips. But then I also think maybe you kind of did like a little bit of body language a minute ago that I wanted to kind of point out, like when you were talking about the baby nap, you were like, and the baby naps, like something like this, where it's like, here's my chance, you know, or like, oh my gosh, I get a break, you know,
Yeah.
something like that. And so you just want to be aware of that too, where it's like, it could be so normal for the urges to come. It's like, okay, you know, I can finally kind of exhale now that the baby's napping. But do I really, this is where it's like, but do I really need something to eat? Or am I just looking for a break? You know, and can I just give myself a break while the baby naps? But do I really need food or just a break?
That's
That's
good.
something else too, to kind of, again, all of these kind of conversations that you have with yourself, but you're already on to yourself with a lot of this stuff where it's like, I don't know if this is true or not. I want you to keep doing that, right? Keep questioning, because all of this is just you really building trust with yourself and your body.
Okay.
So does that help?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You're doing amazing. Just keep
Thank
going. All
you.
right. So
Thank
glad you raised your hand.
you. Thank
And all right, is anybody else? I'll touch it, move you back down here. Okay. Let me see. Christy said, I'm curious to see if old shitty restriction thoughts may be coming up. Tell me more about that, Christy. Is that was that in relation to Yvonne's coaching, or is that something? I'm curious to see if old shitty restriction thoughts may be coming up. I mean, that is a very, very common thing with diet trauma, you know, which is what we were talking about, is you know, if we have had any kind of very restrictive diet in the past. I was actually talking with a private client today about, she was talking about like a ideal protein, you know, thing that she had been on. Nothing wrong with protein, you know, shakes if they work for you, right? But she was so hungry on those, right? And she was just trying to follow what they were telling her to do. But and so now she's working on some fear of hunger. And I was telling her I'd done some kind of beach body thing, like some kind of reset or cleanse. And I just will never forget, I was in this parking garage down the across town here and about to go into a meeting for work, and I was like, I am starving. There is no way that this can be like what, you know, what's supposed to be happening here. And so if we've had any kind of, you know, prolonged hunger or really limited certain foods that we actually want to eat, then that can just really help us to understand, like, you know, when we do start an OBS, and it's very different, right? Like, you don't have to, you know, limit, or you don't have to, you know, cut out any foods, right? And we aren't telling you exactly what to do. We are giving you guidelines and you know, suggestions. But sometimes when we have a little bit more freedom, that can lead us to just question and get really overwhelmed and, you know, indecisive, and, you know, and then that can just lead us to just say fuck it and binge or overeat. So all that is very, very normal. So all right. Well, anybody else who wants to raise their hand, we can talk Thanksgiving. We can talk, you know, the day after Thanksgiving. A couple of my clients today said, you know, I'm good with the day of, but it's the leftovers the next day, or it's just, you know, like the holiday's over and, you know, now what kind of thinking the next day. So we can talk about that too. All right. Carlotta, let's bring you up. See what we've got here. And again, any questions in the Q&A or the chat too? So. You there? Hello. There you are.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm not bad.
Good.
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good.
Good.
Yeah. I have a couple of things that I've been trying to deal with, and one is transitional periods, and during my day.
Okay.
I realized a couple of days ago that I was talking to my accountability group partner, and I was saying how when I used to be at work, bef when I moved between tasks, I'd always do something as the break: get up, go to the restroom, grab water, coffee, clean up my desk before I'd start the next project. And I'm retired, so I'm just at home, so it doesn't really matter. And sometimes I wind up eating to create those transitional periods. And the worst one is right after dinner.
Right after dinner, you said?
Right after dinner,
Okay.
I will have a great meal. I'll eat till enough. I'll be totally fine. And then right after dinner, it's like, oh, I'm going to have a snack. And especially if I sit down to watch TV, that's the worst for me. But lately, it's even not even when I'm on the TV set, like when I'm on my computer watching podcasts or something, I wind up just bringing all this extra food with me. And I had a lot of success. I joined last December during the challenge. And I lost 15 pounds, and then lately I've gained about 5 back. And
So what were
again,
you doing then? Were you,
well, I
did you
wasn't,
still have these same transitions then?
right, I wasn't drinking as much. I think that has, I think that got into it. Like I had kind of said, I'd really just like to drink on the weekends, or maybe Friday and Saturday night, and skip the rest of the nights. And for a while that was working. And then I don't know, it could have been when I got, I've had COVID, and I got a really bad cold, for a couple of, it lasted like 2 weeks, which hardly ever happens to me. And it just felt like I was missing out if I didn't have this wine.
Well, okay. So we're talking about two separate things. Let's go back to the transition snacks after dinner. So, have you tried anything there that has worked for you or that you might want to try? Because, I mean, it could just be as simple as, I mean, you're already aware
I am aware of
of the
it, right?
pattern, and it's just a matter of interrupting this pattern.
Right.
And has anything worked or have you practiced anything else?
Not really regularly. I've thought of a few things to do, but I really, I just, I don't want to say I'm lazy because I'm not a lazy person, but there is part of me that just wants to say, don't bother, don't do it. I mean, why should you do it? I mean, it's kind of like you deserve to do what you want to do. I mean, I can hear these little things in my head giving me these messages. Oh, you're fine the way you are. You don't need to do that.
Well, that's even more better, or that even more awareness
Yeah.
of how, you have the thoughts that are absolutely giving yourself permission to do this. So now
To
let's
eat and
back it
drink.
up. When you hear those thoughts come in, because your habit brain is just throwing up these thoughts to kind of justify doing this, because it just wants, your habit brain is just designed to just keep doing what you've always done, no matter what it is. So that
And
conversation needs to come in.
yeah, and some of what I just realized is talking. Some I learn a lot by talking. I really do. It's always been one of my ways that I need to communicate, to get things out. But I was, right now, it just made me realize that there is a lack of something. That transitional period means I have a lack. Like I don't know what to do with myself to fill up whatever I'm feeling a lack of, like not being satisfied. And it has nothing to, and I know it's an emotional thing. It has nothing to do with dinner because we eat well. I mean, we had,
You're not hungry.
I'm not hungry. And I wasn't when I got up, you know, I knew it. And a lot of times I leave food on my plate because I've had enough, you know, but it's that sense of not enough, you know, not enough for what am I going to do now? You know, like, oh, what am I going to do now? You know, I mean, I don't know what to do with myself. And so I said, well, I'm watching TV, and then pretty soon I'm in the kitchen finding food.
So, what do you think about watching TV?
It's mindless. That I'm doing it as an avoidance, or as a, not avoidance, but just kind of like almost to keep myself company. Does that, you know, like I don't want to think about stuff.
And
You know,
would that be
occasionally I'll
okay?
watch because there's some show I want to watch on TV, but like most of the time there isn't anything I want to watch.
Is there anything else that you might want to do during that time?
You know, I don't, you know,
You mentioned getting
today,
on the computer.
yeah, which I spend way too much time on the computer as it is. I'm kind of a computer junkie.
Well, but is that even true? Right? I mean, this
yeah,
is where we want to question all these because.
because, well, part of it is I've been trying to, when I'm on the computer, because I like to watch these really long podcasts, so I've started knitting again. And I'll have, you know, and I'll make myself a cup of tea and I'll have my water and whatever, you know, but I don't know, there's something about that I just get, it's like I'm restless. I don't know, like I said, I don't know what I do with myself. I thought about maybe going in, and I'm a musician, I play piano, and doing, you know, playing piano for some for time afterwards, or maybe doing something, you know, more physical. I don't know, you know, like I really haven't been trying it because I have this little thing in my head going on that's telling me, oh, it's not worth it. Don't bother. You know,
Well, that's
it's
where
never
you want to
going to
start
be.
is like, okay, I hear you, brain, that you just want to kind of keep doing what we've been doing, but this, eating after dinner thing is not working for us.
No, because I don't sleep as well.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
You know,
you've
and
got
then I
all the
drink
reasons.
more, you know.
Right.
So I'll drink instead because, you know, I'm trying not
Yeah.
to eat.
I think what often happens with a lot of nighttime eating is I mean, you mentioned restlessness. We are resisting restlessness. And I think we need to do we need a I don't know. We just need to work on normalizing restlessness. Restlessness is a normal human emotion, everyone. And I mean, I'm not saying it feels amazing, but I've been around long enough. I've coached enough people where we are, we don't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. And it's like, especially if you are, if you're working on doing something different besides eat, of course you're going to feel restless. Also, if you're thinking you shouldn't be on the computer as much or watching mindless TV, of course you're going to feel restless. And we can actually reduce some of this by just not judging. I mean, y'all, I watch mindless TV every single night and I don't feel, I mean, I'm fine with it. And, so it's like, I mean, and there's
I think part of it too is my husband's been like, he'll go down and he'll watch, you know, he loves watching sports. That's one thing. But he'll go down and watch movies and stuff. And I hardly ever go down and watch a movie with him.
Well, do you want to?
Not, you know, sometimes I do. It depends on what's going on. A lot of times I don't, and I don't know why. There's this
Do you just
because
want
I can't eat when I'm down there.
to? Oh, okay. All right. Well, good to know.
Or
Good
I
to
get into
know.
his snacks, which are even worse than what I would eat when I'm upstairs. And I've done that a couple of times now, and I'm going, oh, no wonder I gained 3 pounds this week. I mean, it's like I can't sit there and eat handfuls of mixed nuts and trail mix
Okay,
and
so it's like
sesame
you're
seeds.
protecting yourself a little bit by
Yeah, I think
going
I
down
am
there.
protecting myself a little
Yeah. And I
bit.
mean that can I mean that's a good thing where it's like,
Yeah.
hey, I'm not going to put myself into a situation where I'm surrounded by all these snacks, and your husband can watch his movies and you can do something else.
Right.
But I think for you, I think the answer is to just try things, but give yourself per anything is okay. Even eating is okay.
Okay.
But so often the problem is that we're just too hard on ourselves. I mean, TV is okay. However much time you want to be on the computer is okay. There's no computer police, right? And so it's like, okay, until I kind of work on being okay with whatever I choose to do with my time, the food is going to be a relief from that.
Yeah.
So the answer is some compassion and some less judgment for yourself.
And the other thing, and that just triggered another thought in my head, that maybe I don't give myself enough, like, okay, this isn't working. I really don't want to watch TV. Let's go do something else
Let's try something else.
for 5 minutes and see if that
Yeah.
is something that's going to reduce. I like the fact that you brought up that the restlessness is something that really I struggle with a lot. And sometimes it's because I have Raynaud's syndrome.
Okay.
So I am perpetually, see, I'm wearing this. It's
Cold.
plenty warm in my house. I'm freezing right now.
No, I've got it too. And my hands and my toe, I mean, even my, like I can feel my toes right now.
And
They're,
your nose.
yeah. Oh yeah. And my nose, they're yes. Always cold. So yeah, it's a thing where it's like, I mean, I love that you're kind of opening yourself up to like, and this is for everyone, y'all. When we are like working on doing something else besides eating, when we're working on kind of spending our time in a, we are going to have to try things. And here's the thing, we're not going to want to try things. I mean, we're still like, but let's just keep eating, right? But no, we know we don't want to do that. But I love that. Can I just try? Okay, TV's, I'm not really feeling the TV.
There's
Can I
nothing you
just
want to
try
watch.
something else for 5 minutes, even though I don't really want to right now? But we know kind of once we get into something, sometimes we're like, oh, actually,
I
okay,
do want
I'm
to do
kind of into this. I kind of do want to keep doing this, but we can't wait for want to ahead of time
No.
a lot of times, right? And this is where we've got to just be willing to experiment and try things. And but it's got to come from like, this is really what I want for myself, right? This is,
Right.
I don't want to eat anymore. And I really want to try something different.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all of that kind of comes with, okay, compassion for yourself and like, okay, this is me feeling some restlessness right now.
Right.
And I am safe. I'm safe feeling some restlessness.
Yeah.
It's really about building safety with that feeling for a lot of us.
Okay.
That help?
It makes sense. It really
Okay.
makes sense.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Right. So you're gonna just again try some things and but also work on judging yourself less for whatever you choose to do, including eating.
Yeah, okay.
Because here's the deal. Sometimes, just sometimes, our brain may always be like, okay, we can't do it tonight. We can't do it tonight, Carlotta. Nope, we're not up for trying anything. We just want to eat tonight.
Yeah.
And you can have more compassion for yourself with that as well.
Right.
Yeah. And
Okay.
I think probably that will probably influence the drinking
Yeah.
as well. And so, and kind of what of all of kind of what we're talking about is is kind of our nervous system and really like working on like bringing ourselves back more to home base. When we're restless, that's a lot of times that's above this home base of being kind of in this what we call the window of tolerance. It's a fancy name just for kind of feeling like you're okay, feeling like you're safe. And so that's kind of what we're talking about here. So I think you've got some things to try, but again, one of the best ways to bring safety with to ourselves is less judgment, less shame, and really just being kinder and nicer to ourselves, gentler with ourselves. Okay.
Okay,
All
thank you.
right. I'm so glad you raised your hand. All
Yeah.
right. Take care. See ya.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Let's see. Now we got Liz. Hello. Good.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? Thought it
Good.
might be you, Liz.
Yes, I haven't been on one of these calls in a really long time.
Yes, good to see you.
It's good to see you too.
Yes. So what's up?
So I've been trying to like in my head, like how do I kind of position this? 'Cause okay, so I started taking weight loss medication. And it has really helped me kind of balance out like urges, balance out binging. I've been able to lose weight. I've lost like 51 pounds. You know, there's all this stuff that's been happening, but I still, in my mind, am like, when something happens, I'm like, I'm gonna binge. I physically can't do it. And it's a weird place to be. Because like I might go to the pantry and grab something and start eating a couple of chips and I'm just like I can't physically just I can't do it. And so I get mad
Why do
and
you get mad?
I get mad because I'm like I wanted to eat to feel better in this moment and I can't eat and then I just come and I just am like I just sit here and eventually it goes away but I'm
Well,
trying.
but here's one thing. I mean, you could eat.
I could. I just can't. Like I try
But
and I'm like,
you choose not to. I
Okay.
think that's number one. I mean, like, I want you to give yourself credit for, like, I mean, we know people who eat through weight loss surgery and these medications and everything else. No, you choose not to.
Okay.
So that's number one. That's
Okay.
kind of number one that could kind of take the temperature down a little bit on it.
Okay.
But then it's like, okay, this voice that you hear, I gotta binge. Like, what relationship do you want with that voice? Or like, what do you think it's doing there? What do you think it's doing for you?
I mean, I think it's been there for so long. Like I've that was, you know, something that started as a kid. So I think it's like, let me take care of you. Let me find you something that you could probably eat a little bit more of, you know, and I like how you said that I'm choosing to not eat. And I think I might be giving too much credit to the medication. That's what's keeping me. And maybe it really is me saying, you know what? Like, I don't want to do this for whatever reason. Either I don't want to feel too full or I don't want to soothe in this way. That's a really good, that's a better way of thinking about it. But yeah, I think the relationship that I've had with binging and food, you know, it's always kind of been like my friend, my escape, my comfort, all of this
Was
stuff.
kind of thinking of that, like, we got a binge voice. Like, it's just kind of like leftover neurological junk. It's this whole thing of like, our brains are kind of slow in a way. Like, all these kind of leftover thoughts, like, no, we don't even do that anymore. Like, why did you even suggest that? It's like, we don't even need to like go there. It's like, it's just leftover. It's like a leftover suggestion, an old programming suggestion that we just need to be like, well, I mean, you could even be like, well, thanks for the suggestion, but no, like we don't do that anymore. And so it's just like neurological junk just floating around. And the more that we just kind of like, kind of dismiss it, not instead of resist it, instead of getting mad, right? It's like, actually, like, this is a good reminder of like, no, I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
And so we could even see it as like, okay, I'm okay with you kind of piping in every once in a while, because it's like, no, we choose not to do that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is dramatically decreased. I can't even tell you, like, it's not the first thing I think about, because, you know, like some of the food noise and a lot of that stuff that the medications help with. But man, some days I'm like, I just want to go to fucking town on some food. And then I'm so disinterested at the same time that I'm like, I'm like, it's a weird place to be.
Yeah. So, yeah. And like, let's normalize the weird, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like my brain is saying one thing, or like my brain is even saying like multiple kind of conflicting things, mm-hmm. maybe. And it's just like, let's just normalize this weird. We're like, yeah, it is weird. Like there's part of me that's like, I mean, I'm just kind of hearing this like binge. Mm-hmm. And then, but like, I kind of like in this other part, like I know that like, no. And so let's just like, could we just be a little bit more okay with that kind of dichotomy or a little bit of, and it's just like, yeah, this is kind of the experience. I mean, and you are not the only one that I've talked to about this kind of thing. People who are on this medication.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, your brain doesn't just like flip a switch, right? It's like, again, there's this leftover kind of thinking that's still hanging around.
Right.
And so,
right.
So,
yeah.
So.
No, I think it's great to like normalize that. Cause like earlier I was like, man, I want pizza so bad. And then I was like, I mean, and like in the same sentence, I was like, but do I?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, and that's a great conversation. I mean, just to question it, just like, do I? I mean, you know, because that's your, I mean, again, that's kind of like, we could say kind of just neurological junk, or just kind of the a habit thought that comes in. And but that do I is coming from this rational part of you, this in charge part of you,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that makes decisions for you. So it's like, so, I mean, again, it can be good that it comes in, because then you really get to question and say, do I really want it? No, I think I'm good. Thank you. You know?
Yeah. I think when I was thinking about getting on the call, I was like, what happens if I ever get off of it? Like, what would I do then? And it's like, what can I practice now? And this is all great stuff to practice. Mm-hmm. Like, is this really how I want to respond to everything that elevates my nervous system or whatever? Right. And it isn't.
Right. It isn't. I mean, these are skills that everyone, you know, skills that, you know, kind of that we can have with any thoughts in our brain, whether we're on the medication or not. We have all these thoughts that come in that either aren't true, or they're suggestions that are not relevant to us. Mm-hmm. And we can have that conversation. Now, again, with the medication, a lot of times it's a little bit quieter. There's not as much kind of chatter, but we can still have that conversation. Even if there is chatter, we can question, okay, do I really want pizza right now? Or am I having pizza? No.
Yeah.
No. And so, yes, I love that you're thinking about like these skills that really aren't the medication, right? They are your brain questioning your thinking, questioning your urges.
Yeah.
That are skills. Yeah,
I love that. I just never thought about that it was me actually doing that. I was like, oh, clearly it's the medication, because I can't eat.
And this is again a very common thing with, you know, like, how much credit do we really want to give this medication? Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, yes, it is a thing and it is doing things for us, but it is a tool. It is a tool, just like the No BS Weight Loss course, just like, you know, this water bottle, you know, is a tool, and it is a very helpful tool, but it is still just a tool. And who is really in charge? Us.
Yeah.
So.
No, I love that. Thank you.
Credit for that. All right.
Thank you for that. So all right.
You.
Good to see you too.
All right.
See Thanks.
You. All right. Bye.
Bye.
right. We got Miss Whitney. Love it. Love all this coaching. All right. I know, Jean, you asked about my safari. It was unbelievable. Just while we're waiting for Whitney. If anybody has ever thought about going on a safari, I highly recommend it. I went to Kenya. So, all right. Hello.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Yes. First of all, so excited to meet you because you're probably the reason that I joined, because when I found out that there was binge coaching, I was like, I'm sold.
Yes. Well, it is my passion, and it is just such an honor and a privilege to be here with you all. So, so glad you're here. So
I'm glad you're here first. I was on my own weight loss journey, but I knew like I wasn't going to be able to sustain it. So I'm new.
Okay.
But, I'm down a lot. Like I'm the smallest I've ever been in as a, but I realized like I've got problems on the inside. Like the way I know I'm a binger, I don't purge, but I, and like today was a good example because we had a lunch and at work and I had put it on my plan.
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't that it was bad. It just wasn't delicious.
Okay.
And I think like part of me felt left out that
mm-hmm.
doing it as much as everybody else. And on one hand, I'm like, I should have just had what I usually eat for lunch because at least it's not delicious, but I feel good about it when I eat it. And then on the other hand, I'm like, but I'm left out because everybody got to get all this delicious food and loved it. And I didn't. And so what I did was sometimes my stomach hurts really bad. So I always have ginger chews in my mm-hmm. purse. Mm-hmm. I ate a lot of them.
Okay.
I like, and I'm not even a candy person, which kind of is funny to me, but lately, like I'll catch myself and I'll be like, I've even started like leaving the packages out so I can see how many I'm eating because I'm eating a lot of them and I buy it in like pound bags.
Mm-hmm.
So I could probably eat a pound of the ginger chews in a week.
Mm-hmm.
They taste good to me. Of course they have sugar. Of course they taste good, but.
So what do you think is going on here? How does that binge make sense?
Wow. I think like I'm weirdly feelings were hurt that I didn't think that lunch was like as delicious as everybody thought that lunch was.
I think
such a silly thing, but I felt like
totally normal thing. Like, cause here's what I hear. Like you had this other lunch and you were like, no, I really want to like, you know, do what everybody else is doing and kind of make a different choice. And so this is where we kind of like it, we don't even, it's like unconscious, but it's like, we kind of build up some expectations here of like,
yeah, like this meal's sexy and delicious. And like, it's going to just meet all my needs, which
and then when it doesn't, you know, we can, I mean, again, I have been there when, you know, just even when like plans change or whatever, when my expectations aren't met, that can feel very, very hard and uncomfortable. And yeah, I have definitely binged in the past when like, okay, I thought this was going to go a certain way and it didn't.
Yeah.
And it sucks. So yeah, that's a very, very common pattern. And so it's totally, totally normal
to eat candy, like random. Like,
what'd you say?
It's to me, it's such a strange thing to like choose candy. It's so strange to me to choose that. Like,
well, how could that make sense? Like, why do you think you choose the candy?
Well, because
something else.
It was the most delicious thing that I had available to me.
So that makes sense. Like it was right there.
There.
Yeah.
I keep it like
that's,
bag in my purse. And then I was looking in the trash can. I was like, oh my gosh, I probably had.
But that's where, I mean, that's where you can really like, that's what we kind of want to address immediately is like, okay, I chose to eat this candy. It was right there. I didn't even have to get up and go anywhere. Of course, like, this is what I chose. We can work on reducing the judgment and the shame around that.
Okay.
Right? Where it's like, okay, I know why I eat this. You said it was sweet and you like it. You know, it tastes good.
But that's like, I mean, that is not my only trend. Like, I'll even eat candy I don't like because
of course.
And I'm feeling left out. I don't know why I'm feeling left out. Like, I got to sit and enjoy lunch with everybody else.
But there's something about, you know, eating the same thing as other people.
I did.
That helps us to feel connected and helps us to feel included. So that's normal too.
I mean, but I did. I got to eat what everybody was eating. I knew, but I was like, this doesn't taste.
Yeah. When it didn't meet your expectations, that again can just feel very, I mean, how did it feel? How did it feel when you were like, okay, you know, I ate what everybody ate, but then like, it wasn't as good. How did that feel?
Well, okay. So what, there are problem people at work because there's always a problem person. And I know that if you don't have one, it's probably you. So I, you know, so, and they're always ungrateful and they're always like, this is crap and this is crap and this is crap. And I know that these ladies like worked really hard on it and I love them. Like, I love them. And I didn't necessarily feel obligated to eat. I felt obligated to eat some. Mm-hmm. I didn't eat as much as I did, especially once I realized, and I did do a couple of things. Like, my husband works in the same building as I do. So I did like give him my meatballs because I was like, they're not that great. So I gave him my meatballs. But then I felt sad. Like, everybody's loving this. Everybody's enjoying this. And here I am, like a sad sack. And I didn't like act sad. And I don't ever want them people to think that I was sad.
It sounds like you were, I mean, but it be okay?
Dude, I'm grieving these, like.
Let me ask you this. Could it be okay for you to have like looked forward to a meal and wanted it to be good, and when it wasn't as good as you wanted it to be, to feel sad?
I mean, yes, but then it makes me feel so petty because.
See, that's why we binge, y'all, is because we are not just letting ourselves feel sad because a meal was not what we expected it to be.
I guess so.
Yeah. Like, what if you just let yourself feel sad? I mean, and this is what I want you to kind of think about for the future.
Be sad. Something delicious.
Yeah. Just like, okay, I'm disappointed. I'm sad.
Yeah, like, I put it in my book. Like, I had it on my plan.
Yeah.
So disappointing.
Yes.
And off plan because it was so disappointing.
Yeah. And so it's like, okay, yeah, like, this was a big deal for me to have like planned this and look forward to it. And so, of course, when it wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be, yeah, it is like so normal for me to feel disappointed and sad that a meal was not as expected. Y'all, this is like, I mean, I'm saying that like, you know, but I mean, that is very new to a lot of us, to just like let ourselves feel disappointed in anything that wasn't, I mean, you know, the problem we get into, the trouble we get into is when we are judging our feelings and thinking that we shouldn't feel whatever it is we're feeling. Does that help? Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's help.
Yeah. And so this is where, now that, you know, sometimes we got to just binge and learn from it, and then we can kind of think about how we would apply this in the future.
Well, and I know I had self-talking to myself, and I was like, yeah, but you just did, like, hard candy. You didn't, like, do a whole cake, or you didn't do whole, which, that was my past. I did that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's absolutely something that we can celebrate, right? We used to talk about binging better, right? Well, you can absolutely celebrate that win. And then you also said something else. Oh, you gave your husband the meatballs.
Yeah.
Like, that's another win.
I don't even like the aftertaste. He could just have the meatballs. Like,
yeah. Well, and that's what Jean said. You can count that as a win. You're being discriminating with your food. You're not just like, you know, well, these meatballs are sitting here. I'll eat them because, you know, I don't want anybody to feel bad that I didn't eat. No, you didn't eat those meatballs. Let's call that a win. Right?
Yeah.
And then we can kind of move forward with, okay, I am recognizing a pattern. And this is work that I did too, where it's like, ooh, when things don't go as I expect them, when plans change, or when I really look forward to something and it doesn't meet, you know, it just doesn't meet my expectations. Ooh.
I would say that anytime expectations collide with reality, I go for the cabinet. Okay. I would say that's probably my number one go-to.
So that is an amazing, amazing piece of awareness for you, right? Of a pattern.
Yeah.
And so then now we can work on kind of backing it up. No, we're still going to eat sometimes, right? We're still going to, but then you could still learn from that and say, hey, there's that pattern again. But there will be times, if you're open to it, where it's like, oh, okay, I can pause here for a second. I see what's happening. This is a time when I had expectations and they weren't met.
Right.
And I really want to eat, you know, like you'll be able to stop it in the moment of the urge, or maybe even like just a few bites in.
Okay.
You'll be able to interrupt it. Right. But we have to, you know, kind of be open to that and, you know, and look for those patterns in the future. Right. So but now that you're aware of it, you can't kind of unsee it anymore.
Okay.
Right.
But try to like not do it. I just need to recognize what's going on when I do it.
Yes. That is the first step always. We always say we can't change what we're not aware of. And a lot of times with binging, awareness happens after we've eaten. And if we can get out of the judgment long enough and just kind of put it aside and figure out, okay, what was this? What pattern was this, you know, a part of? Oops, sorry there. Okay. You know, was this part of like a pattern for me? If you can get that awareness, then eventually you can back it up, like I said, to where you can meet yourself maybe in the middle of the binge and be like, oh my gosh, I realize what's happening. I'm going to stop. And then you can keep backing it up where it's like, oh, I'm in the, you know, I'm with the urge to binge, but I'm going to not to. What'd you say?
My husband says I get in the quicksand because he's like, oh, you're in the quicksand. Like he tries to help me not. It's not ever with binging, but mm-hmm. that's my temperament. Like you're in the quicksand. Can you bring yourself back out? Like, can you?
But here's the thing. I want you to come up with a new name, because here's the thing. It's not quicksand. Always have I guess we can technically get out of quicksand too, but it's like, that makes it sound harder, right? It's like, you're just at a place.
It's just a toe in the quicksand.
Yeah. So like you got a toe, but you're not like, you know, it's not pulling you in. It's not a, you know, I hear a lot of like slippery slope, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, there's always a chance to do something a little bit different, to do something a little bit, you know, to eat a little bit less, to get a little bit more awareness, right? There's always something that you can do a little bit different. And if nothing else, you can be more compassionate and loving with yourself, even if you do eat all the things. That's available to you no matter what.
Yeah. Okay. That was so helpful. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad you raised your hand. I'm so glad you're here. And I'm always here. I'm always here. So we're here.
I appreciate you.
All right. Thanks so much. See ya. All right, y'all. I've got to run to another call here in a minute, but I got to look at the chat real quick just to make sure. Oh, and there were a couple of questions too. Coach Kathy's starting the call here, so I can stay here with y'all for a couple more minutes and answer your questions. So Sarah said, okay, that a lot of her question got answered with Carlotta's call, but driving in the car for a long time, and my longtime habit is to eat when I'm getting antsy. I often gain weight because of the drive and don't want to do it this time. So just like I said with Carlotta, right? Let's normalize antsy. Let's kind of get let's get to be kind of friends a little bit with the antsy, where it's like, oh, this is just when I feel antsy and I want to eat. But could I even just, you know, sit with some antsiness for 30 seconds or a minute just to prove to myself that I can survive it? So normalize the antsy. Anonymous says, I'm trying to get my head together before I go to Thanksgiving dinner with family tonight. Lots of drama and stress right now. I'm so done with everything going wrong and I just want to eat. Okay. Anonymous. First off, I'm so glad you posted. And that tells me that, like, you're open to doing something different. You're aware of the urge. But here's the thing. I want you to, okay, so that's tonight. So you're eating tonight. Have you made a plan of what you're going to eat? Have you just written anything down? If you don't do anything else, I want you to just grab a sticky note or a blank sheet of paper and say, okay, what's my plan for tonight? And again, give yourself, you know, make it realistic and doable. Okay. But just give yourself the gift of a plan. And here's the other gift I want you to give yourself. And this is what I was going to talk about, but I got to do a bunch of coaching and that's really what I wanted to do on this call. Give yourself the gift of a plan and then also give yourself a gift, the gift of, if I don't follow this plan perfectly, I will not beat myself up. I will not make it harder on myself. Already with drama and stress and things going wrong, I will not pile on more shit by not following my plan perfectly. You gave yourself a chance when you make this plan. You think about your best self and you have your best self in mind and you're thinking about your future self when you make that plan. That is a gift you can give to yourself, even if you don't follow it to the T. Most of us don't most of the time. But give yourself the gift of that plan anyway and just jot something down on a piece of paper. Because I'm telling y'all, you know the power of our tool, the written plan. It just kind of plants a seed in your mind that kind of puts in a little bit of a pause in the moment. Okay? So that's my advice to you with that. And here's the other thing. What are you in control of, Anonymous? You're probably in control of whether you can sit and take some deep breaths when you feel stress. You're in 100% control over that. Nobody's, you know, covering up your mouth. But you also have some control of where you are physically. You can get up and step outside and get some fresh air when you need to. You can excuse yourself and go to the restroom and maybe splash some water on your face. You have some control over what you expose yourself to at this Thanksgiving dinner. Okay. May feel a little weird, may feel a little awkward, but is that worth it to take a little bit better care of yourself than you have in the past? For me, that's 100%. Yes. Okay, y'all. All right. That's what I've got for you tonight. This call has been amazing. Thank you so much for all of you all just being so brave to raise your hand. I think it was really helpful to a lot of you all, just what we coached on, the restlessness, normalizing your thoughts and feelings, this neurological junk that just hangs around, all that kind of thing. So just work on taking care of yourself just a little bit better this weekend, okay, y'all? Just kind of, if there's any seed I want to plant for you all, it's like, how can I just be a little bit kinder and gentler with myself this week? Okay. And then think on that and just kind of put your brain to work on that this week. Okay. All right, guys. See you guys. Bye. Happy Thanksgiving.